How's my friend, retired State Police Major Russ Conti doing? Is he still in your ranks?
He sure is. He's still our board president, and he's still out there, you know, championing the cause for improving access to mental health services, and also does great work promoting crisis intervention team training for our law enforcement and first responders in this state so they can respond to people who are experiencing a mental health crisis in an appropriate way and also take care of their own mental health. So, yep, he's doing really well.
Susan, we only have a few minutes. It's a mammoth subject. We'll get you back again. I'd love to have you on a regular basis because I think this mental health, and we've had, Corey, we've had Dr. Dave on a week or so ago in the Concord area. We've had other experts talking about this, and it's a quiet, serious crisis. It affects people of all ages, and, in New Hampshire, seen even before the COVID anxiety and stress that we didn't have enough facilities for people experiencing a mental health episode. Too often a local police officer or family member would bring a loved one to an emergency room in a hospital, and they'd sit in an observation room for days or weeks waiting for a bed at the state hospital. Susan, are we still at that point? Are we worse? Are there any signs of light here? And what do you say to people that are struggling?
Well, I think when you speak to the number of folks who are boarding in emergency departments, I can tell you as of last night, there were 16 adults and 14 minors, that's children, boarding in emergency departments waiting for an inpatient bed in a psychiatric hospital.
Wow.
We've seen a couple of things that have really, impacted those numbers over the past year and a half, I would say, Jack. Obviously, COVID-19 has had a significant impact on people's mental health. We have seen a real increase in the number, particularly of children, in emergency departments as a result of that. I think we've seen in the state there's efforts to expand capacity at Hampstead Hospital, where the children currently go, and which is very much needed. And we are also seeing efforts to expand capacity at some of our private community hospitals. We do know that, particularly for the adults, if there's an outbreak of COVID at the state's New Hampshire hospital, it can really impact how people get stacked up in emergency departments. The reality is we had a strained system before COVID,
right. And
it's just put even more stressors on that system. We do have a lot of partners from the Department of Health and Human Services to the community mental health centers to our hospital partners who are really working hard to try and address this issue. But as we all know, these are difficult times in healthcare, no matter which field you're in.
Yeah.
And we still see that further upstream, we need more access. Folks, we've seen increased need in terms of increases reporting of depression and anxiety as a result of COVID, or we believe as a result of COVID in this past year and a half. That has put, again, more pressure on a system that was under a lot of stress. And we're seeing wait times for initial appointments that are getting longer and longer, and some private practices that aren't even able to take new patients. So
we definitely need
to expand that access to care for folks.
That's what we've been hearing. Susan Stearns, tell us the website. I have one quick question or observation, but the best way people can learn more about you and get some expert information and maybe direction for some support and help.
So there are a couple of things that I would tell folks. One, you can get information on resources at our website, which is NAMI, NH, for NAMI New Hampshire, .org. You can also find there our information and resource line number. That's not a crisis line, but that's a resource to help you perhaps try and access services, figure out ways that you can advocate for yourself or your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as of January 1st of this year, we had a significant change in New Hampshire's mental health system, and that was when they started the New Hampshire Rapid Response Access Point and Mobile Crisis Team statewide. Everyone should be aware of the fact that the Rapid Response Access Point is now live and taking calls. They also have texting and chat capability. They then can provide an assessment 24/7 and try and determine what you or your loved one may need. Is that a mobile crisis team to come to you, or is it an appointment in a few days for stabilization? So that's a great resource. That number is 1-833-710-6477. And their website is NH 988.com.
Yeah, it'd be great if they could
shorten July,
that number.
Come July, the national 988 number will go live, and that will then transfer over to be 988 here in New Hampshire. But it's a great resource, and folks should really be aware of it.
That's what I was going to say. It's great when you get these three numbers because a lot of people can remember it a lot easier, so that 988 is coming. Susan, thank you very much. NAMI NH, I appreciate it. We have to run. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us.
Great. Thanks so much.
With an update.